KW Mobile.
We're CTW, KO4HKX. How are you this morning?
I'm pretty good. Yourself?
I'm doing good. I just pulled into my next stop and waiting on the guys to come out, so I got just a few minutes.
Yeah, I just left a job site over here in Malden. Had to meet with Duke Power, trying to figure out how to put a bigger service on the building than what they had originally planned. They don't ever leave us very much room.
Plan ahead for anything. I mean, what's the point in that?
Originally, it started out okay, and then about halfway through, it's a shell upfit, so about halfway through, they got a tenant for one of the shells that's going to be a Sully Steamer's bagel place, and they put in a drive-thru, so I lost about a third of the room I had on the back wall for the electrical equipment, and once they condensed all that down, they got another tenant that they got signed on for another space restaurant, and they decided 400 amps wasn't good enough. They need 600 amps. And now the problem is figuring out how to jam all that in that two-thirds of space.
Yeah, that does sound like it's going to be a problem, or at least a challenge anyway.
Always when I get, we do design build stuff too, so when I get drawings from the architect with a floor plan, I'll look all around and there's no electrical mechanical room whatsoever, and I'll call and ask them about it. They're like, oh, well, we needed storage space and closets. We didn't have room for it. And I'll say, well, I guess you're going to have the panel in a hallway or something like that. And they'll say, no, no, we can't have that. We don't want to see it. So they all want electricity, but they never want to give me any room to put anything anywhere.
Pretty much every industry. I used to do plumbing with my uncle, and it was the same thing. Nobody ever wanted to give you room to do what you needed to do. They thought it was just going to magically appear in there.
Things, they'll put an exterior electrical room on them sometimes, and I wish they would start doing that on almost all of them, because they don't lose any of their interior floor space that way, and I get my own like area right there on the outside of the building. I don't have to run any long feeders or anything like that. The meter coming from the power company can be right there on the other side of the panel.
What you're saying there, I've been in a few houses where they actually did, or facilities where they actually did that, had a mechanical room for all that stuff, and it worked out really nice.
That I push for, at least for the stuff to be close to the outside of the building, because you wouldn't believe the stuff I get nowadays with, you know, 50, 100, even 150 amp long feeders for the main panel. It's like some of the people who are laying this stuff out don't realize the price of copper these days.
To them, I mean, it's not their money.
The architect's not spending their money. I think that's probably one of the biggest things we do for like value engineering savings is we'll say, well, let's shorten the feeder, or would you be open to aluminum?
Like everything else in life, it's a give and take, so I guess that's the way you got to look at it.
This is what it is, but we've had, with all that stuff, with like the electrical services, we've had really bad supply chain issues. I've got the thing we use the most, 400 amp meter bases. One of my suppliers told me that the lead time was 1 year, exactly 1 year. Have you had any issues with some of the stuff you guys sell with supply chain problems with that, or have y'all been pretty good?
No, it's actually been pretty horrible. We're having all kinds of supply chain issues. My back order list is, I don't know, it's probably 10, 15 pages long now.
Wait for something that somebody was, they actually were okay waiting. How long has somebody waited for a tool that you've sold them?
I've waited over a year on a few things, but the customer didn't buy it at that point, because you can't wait that long. You got to find it wherever you can. And I don't fault them, but I leave it on back, you know, let it come in, or try to, unless it's something really obscure and off the wall. That way that I have it for the next person that's needing it.
These guys that you sell to, a lot of them, they make a living off their tools, and you can't really wait a year for something you need to do a job, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it boils down to is, and to be honest with you, no, I'm under a contract that I'm supposed to buy 100% from Macco Tools, but they can't feel the obligation right now, so I'm having to do what I got to do to take care of the customer. And if they get mad about it, they get mad about it. I mean, that's all I know to say.
You're supposed to do, drive around and expend all the energy and money it costs to run your route with only, you know, 50% inventory. That's you can't stay in business that way. There's no way.
I very seriously doubt they're going to say anything with the extenuating circumstances that are going on. So I doubt that there's ever going to be a real issue. Now, when things start to clear up, it might be then, but I would rather deal with one company because, to be honest with you, managing 3 and 4 tool bills a week is pretty hectic.
Imagine we end up being the same way with supply houses. I have, like, one that I use a lot, another one that I use almost as much, and I stick to those two for the most part. I only go outside when I can't find anything from those two, or if they just for some reason are way off on price. But most of the time, they keep their price in line because they like the repeat.
Exactly what I'm doing. I got Macco is my main supplier, and then I've got one backup that I like to use because it's convenient and prices are where they need to be. But then I've got two other ones that if I can do what I need to, let's put it that way.
Tell me this, did you get a chance, did you listen to the Zoom meeting, the club meeting last night? I got home late from work and I didn't get to.
I did not either, same here. I was driving at 7 o'clock and I just can't do it then.
Hopefully I didn't miss anything good. I'm sure I can ask Dave if there was any highlights that I need to know about.
I talked to him this morning. And he was mentioning about some other locations for maybe possibly other repeater extending the area coverage of the 610 up my way, which will help me drastically because there's just nothing up there in the – nothing but in the Brevard Valley where I live. There is actually no repeater that's functioning properly.
Pull it off. I know from what I've worked around on different repeaters in this area, this one seems to be, other than the Mount Mitchell repeater, one of the best coverage areas. So if they could add to that, they'd be doing really well.
Not sure if that's what's going on, but he did mention that possibly that might happen, but they're going to talk about it further. So that would be a great asset to me.
Like up your way that you have an easier time getting into when you're closer to home, or is this still, even with the issue, is this still the best one for you?
This is still the best one. There's other ones I can hit, like the 640 out of Hendersonville. I can hit it, but I still struggle about the same as it as I do on the 610, but it's not near as active. There's just not nearly as much traffic on it as there is this one.
In the traffic. I've listened on and off occasionally trying to see if anybody gets on the Paris Mountain repeater that the club has as well, but that one seems to be, as far as dead, that one seems to be completely dead. I don't think I've ever heard anybody key up on that thing.
Yeah, I'm with you. When I'm scanning through during the day, I don't hear anything on it either. But it's a good repeater. It's got pretty good coverage down here in the valley, you know, especially over on this side of town where I'm at right now. In Cherrydale, it works really well over this way.
I can pretty much see the towers on top of Paris Mountain from that whole Cherrydale, Furman area. I bet you could get into it with HT with a rubber duck, no problem.
Bet you could, but like you say, there's nothing on it, so what's the point in getting into it?
Yeah, I guess everybody just kind of congregates toward the ones with the most activity once it starts, you know, being that way. It's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. It takes a lot of effort to get people to move to something that's unfamiliar or not their usual.
Well, Tyler, it's time for me to jump off, so I'm going to say 7-3s for now. Yeah, you be careful out there. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
For the chat. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you a little bit later. Hope you have a productive day today. This is W4CTW. I'll be clear as well.